Every summer gets its own unique soundtrack, a fresh batch of hit songs all vying for an unofficial title, Song of the Summer. Often these songs are on the wind everywhere, dominating not just the airwaves, but also the cultural conversation. Songs like Montero by Lil Nas X, Thought by Megan Thee Stallion, and Butter by BTS. Call me when you want, call me when you need, call me out by your name, I'll be on the way like. And sometimes a song of the summer is just a great new music discovery. So we gathered together a bunch of NPR music contributors and asked them to name their song of the summer. I'm Stephen Thompson. We've got tons of great new music on Pop Culture Happy Hour from NPR. And since I'm hosting, I get to go first. When we look back on the music of 2021, I think we're bound to keep coming back to Olivia Rodrigo. Her song, Driver's License, was kind of the unofficial song of this past winter, and now Good For You has been at or near the top of the Billboard charts ever since it dropped in May. Good For You serves many purposes for many people. It's a spiky breakup song that'll feel kind of universal for anyone who's ever seen an ex move on way too quickly. It's a bitter kiss-off anthem with an impeccably delivered use of the word sociopath. It really captures teenage rage. And for the parents of teenagers, it feels like a spiritual descendant of everyone from Taylor Swift to Alanis Morissette. And my God, it is so, so catchy. So my song of the summer is Good For You by Olivia Rodrigo.
Hi, I'm Ana Maria Sayer. I work at NPR Music over at the podcast Alt Latino. My song of the summer is Todo De Ti by Raúl Alejandro. This song is a bop. It is my song of the summer because it takes me to the boardwalk on roller skates mentally every single time I listen to it. He plays with some 70s sounds in it. I actually talked to him and he was saying that, you know, he's in love with these sounds. He wanted to incorporate them somehow, some way into Latin music. We don't hear these sounds that often in a lot of the hits, the reggaeton hits. So this is really exciting to hear. Go check it out. Todo De Ti. It's awesome.
Hey, this is Sydney Madden. I'm a reporter at NPR Music and one of the co-hosts of Louder Than Riot podcast. And my song of the summer is undoubtedly Essence by Wizkid featuring Tems. This song is off Wizkid's 2020 album, Made in Lagos. And like so many worthy tracks and albums that came out last year, this song didn't really get the justice or even the fair playing field it deserved because we were all inside, we were all quarantined. But now that concerts and outdoor picnics and anywhere where the communal experience of music is appreciated is coming back, this song is gonna be everywhere and it's gonna continue to go up. She's saying, only you can give me that feeling of lust and obsession and worship that I deserve. And this is definitely the hook that keeps on giving. This is the drunk day brunch anthem that you're gonna have stuck in your head for a long time.
Hey there, I'm Tom Heisinger from NPR Music, and my song for the summer features the human voice just bursting open as pure, radiant sunshine. It's called To the Sky, and the singer is Caroline Shaw, the Pulitzer-winning polymath. She's a composer, a violinist, a vocalist, and producer, and here she's teamed up with the band So Percussion. It all begins quietly, with soft humming and the gentle rumble of a marimba. But near the end of the song, the summer sun heats up and just pours out of Shaw in full-bodied bright light. It's really an extraordinary moment, and it makes me just want to open up the sunroof of the car and blast this music. Yes, To the Sky.
My name is Alex Ramos. I am a news assistant at NPR Music. My song of the summer is Kiss Me More by Doja Cat and SZA. I think TikTok memes aside, Kiss Me More is my top summer bop. I love the guitar riff that introduces the song. It's romantic and wistful. It sounds like late summer to me. When the beat drops, the song becomes this fun and flirty anthem. I think it's a feeling that a lot of people missed after last summer. There's a wink sound in the middle of SZA's verse that's a really fun addition. It makes the song instantly recognizable. It makes you want to embody Doja and SZA's confidence, their vibes. It makes you want to just keep playing all summer long, be the most dramatic you all summer long.
We've got a bunch more picks for Song of the Summer, but first we need to take a quick break.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Capital One. With no fees or minimums on checking and savings accounts, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision. Kind of like Taylor Swift choosing a cardigan on a chilly day. And with their top-rated app, you can deposit checks and transfer money anytime, anywhere, making Capital One an even easier decision. That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Capital One N.A. Member FDIC.
I'm Ann Powers, critic and correspondent for NPR Music, and my song of the summer is Be Sweet by Japanese Breakfast. I like my summer songs to be bright and happy, but just a little bit dangerous. Kind of like a Maine lobster, you know, sweet meat, but with a claw. Japanese Breakfast singer-songwriter Michelle Zahner and producer Jack Tatum have written a song just like that. They set out to pay homage to early 80s pop, Latin freestyle, you know, those early Madonna singles, and you hear that in the bubbly bass and the conga rhythm and in Zahner's vulnerable but adorable vocals. The song expresses doubt and rage alongside longing for love. It's an acknowledgement of the patriarchy and women's awareness of that. And you can hang out at the beach while listening to it.
Hi, I'm Anastasia Tsilkas. I'm a reporter on NPR's Culture Desk, and my song of the summer is Aya Nakamura's Bobo. Aya Nakamura was born in Mali and grew up in a tough neighborhood on the outskirts of Paris. Her real name is Aya Danuko, and she grew up in a family of griots, or traditional praise singers and storytellers. But she's funneled that talent into a very R&B kind of direction, Bobo is very beachy in summery with Caribbean-style rhythms, and there's a lovely video to go along with it that she shot in Cape Verde, which is a group of islands off the western coast of Africa. But even if you don't have that cultural background or experience, and if you don't speak the language because she's singing in French, it doesn't matter. You'll definitely pick up on the vibe and her swag for sure. But the lyrics are about what she wants and doesn't want in a man. She doesn't want to be hurt. Bobo means hurting.
My name is Sophie Hernandez Simeonidis. I'm a production assistant at NPR Music, and my song of the summer is Black Sheep by Metric, specifically the Brie Larson vocal version.
Hello again, friend of a friend. I knew you were. Our common goal was waiting for the world to end.
So this song was originally released about 11 years ago with the Scott Pilgrim vs. the World movie, and something about the Brie Larson version just hits a little bit different than the original version. It encapsulates the movie so well, and all around is just the best song to sing along to, whether it be in the car or just like by yourself dancing around your house. Personally, I think it's the best song to usher in going back to small club show concerts again. It's the type of song that makes you want to take out your ponytail and whip your hair all around. It's so warm and bubbly and just all around fun. I love it.
Hey, I'm Nate Chenin, the editorial director at WBGO and a producer at Jazz Night in America. And I grew up in the tropics. So for me, summer is a time of humidity and slowness. And there is no track that better encapsulates that this summer than 713, which is an instrumental composition by the pianist James Francis. That number is a tribute to the area code of his hometown of Houston, Texas, another place that knows a thing or two about humidity. And the energy of this track just reminds me of cruising down a highway, maybe with the air conditioner slightly on the fritz, but that's the biggest problem that you have. You're just chill, you're moving, maybe you're hanging with some friends, and it's just the energy of summer for me.
Winter, can't stand the cold. I tend to cancel all the plans.
Hey, I'm Lindsay McKenna. In the social media era, a true song of the summer must contain a mantra worthy of an Instagram caption. Even if it's currently winter in her native New Zealand, Lorde's new single Solar Power delivers on that front. Expect to see snippets of the pre-chorus, including the line, "I'm kind of like a prettier Jesus," used by every single influencer you follow on Instagram this summer. Sunny and soaring, with a hint of George Michael's iconic Freedom in the outro, the song itself feels like a guide for how to behave this summer. A little basic, entirely unapologetic, and absolutely rosé wave. If the prospect of making plans has you ready to go into hiding, don't worry, just follow Lorde's lead. Throw your phone into the ocean! As Ella herself says, come on and let the bliss begin.
Come on and let the bliss begin. Think three times when you feel it kicking in that summer.
We want to know your song of the summer for 2021. Find us at facebook.com/PCHH and on Twitter at PCHH. That brings us to the end of our show. Thanks to all of our contributors from NPR Music for their excellent picks. We'll see you all right back here tomorrow when we'll be talking about the new Marvel movie, Black Widow.
Comedian Tiffany Haddish is busy. She's acting, producing, But she says she's not just doing it for herself.
How much generational wealth are you creating when you get to tell a story and give other people opportunity to tell that story with you?
Tiffany Haddish on her power in Hollywood. Listen now to the It's Been a Minute podcast from NPR.